lot of these problems that we've been hearing about are based on a lack of tolerance between individuals. And on the holy side, there's just a plain difference because every entity is unique. There are no two individuals that God has created alike. And in the case of spouses, maybe one spouse has a real need for setting down an order or for setting down some laws in the house, and the other spouse doesn't have that same need. And there can be a lot of conflict because of that, because one spouse is trying to follow an order that's been set down, and the other spouse may think, well, we should be more flexible in this situation, and the law shouldn't apply in this situation. And this gets into an area of friction. So there needs to be some tolerance on the part of spouses and on the part of children, too. There are just differences in individuals, and one kid is not going to be like another kid. And whether we have kids or not, we've seen this in our own families. Maybe we had brothers or sisters. You know, we were not like our sister. I mean, maybe in some ways we were, but we were not totally alike because we were different individuals. We were not like our brother. You know, everybody in the family is a unique individual, and so there needs to be some tolerance and some appreciation of that fact. And this will help us in some of those unmerciful spirits that would try to work, spirits that would try to judge the other individual and say, well, they shouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. Well, that's a self-right spirit getting in. Judging and self-right, like we've heard already. So there needs to be more tolerance, because you may not know, it may not be an evil spirit working out of that person. It may be just a fact that they are a little bit different than you, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. So this gets into a lot of weird spirits too, like when we were kids, we may have judged that our brother was real weird. Our parents may have judged that we were weird because we had our nose in the book, and our brother was out hunting and fishing or something. He was okay, but you know, we were weird. Or maybe the shoe was on the other foot. Maybe we were the one out hunting and fishing, and we were weird, you know. And the other kid was more like the parents, so the parents thought that that one was okay. There are lots of different examples that could be given here, but somebody's probably going to be judged as being weird at some time or another. And God didn't create anybody weird. He created everybody unique, but He didn't create anybody weird. So this gets back to that lack of tolerance again in individuals. And in this family too, we all need to appreciate the differences between the different tracks on the Holy Spirit side, that there's just a difference. No two of us are alike. And that will help stop some of those judging spirits and trying to get our nose into somebody else's calling and say, well, they shouldn't be doing that. Well, how do you know they shouldn't be doing that? Well, I didn't get counsel to do that. Well, maybe they did. You know, there's just a lot of differences because everybody is so unique. And then on the side of this tolerance going too far, well, you see the eggshell family on Saturday Night Live, okay? These people are, you know, walking around on eggshells. Everybody's just afraid that they're going to say something that'll upset the whole group. And that gets back to this fear again, the fear of a confrontation in the family. If one person takes a stand, then, you know, the rest of the family is against me. I'm the only one that sees it that way. The rest of the family is against me, and a fear of conflict there. Well, maybe sometime the rest of the family needs to hear that voice, that one voice that's different from what the other family members are doing. So there are times when we do need to take a stand. But then this really gets into a lot of man-pleasing spirits too on the other side of that, because with the eggshell family, and we haven't heard too much about this because we do want our kids to obey us, and you know, we don't hear too much about the goody-goody spirits as far as kids go. But there can be these man-pleasing spirits, and we can be training our kids to be little man-pleasers. and they don't know the difference really when they're young, and that's probably why we're not hearing too much about man-pleasing evil spirits, because we do want them to obey us. But this is part of breaking out of that nest, like we heard about. The young bird needs to kick out of the nest and learn how to fly. They're not always going to be there just to please mama and dad. And we need to let them do things on their own, cut loose of the apron strings at times, and just allow them to do things on their own. And it doesn't have to be the way we would have done it, like we heard. And we can still praise them for doing something, even if they did it and it may have turned out all right, but it wasn't the way that we would have done it. We can still praise them for doing the job and getting it done. It doesn't have to be just so-so, just the way we would have done it. So, the man-pleasing spirits again. We don't want to teach them just to be little man-pleasers either.